from the love of God through Christ Jesus. So nothing can separate us. I mean, God loves us that much that nothing can separate us from his love. That's a great love, because in this world, sometimes people love us when it's easy to love us, and then they don't love us when it's not. But God's love is unchanging. He doesn't wait for you to get your act together before he decides to love you. He does not wait for you to be perfect before he decides to use you. If he did that, nobody would be used. We'd all be useless. He just looks for willing vessels. Okay, acceptance. His acceptance allows you to stop working so hard for the approval of others. And I've lived this out myself, because I've struggled most of my life, really, until really fairly recently, which is a long time. I've been alive 27 years now, and I'm the juice man. The big eyebrows, I just dyed them. I'm actually 205, but you couldn't tell. But anyway, I worked so hard to be accepted through things that I did, until I finally came to a place where I finally believed what the gospel said. And I don't know what clicks and what happens, but when you finally feel God's love and acceptance, it's the most incredible thing in the world, because it's like, I could get off the treadmill of life and just let God love me. Because we're all on the treadmill trying to do something to be loved, trying to look good enough, trying to do this good enough. And once you realize that he loves you already, it frees you to then go on and do the things he called you to do. Ephesians 1:5 says, in love, he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Christ Jesus in accordance with his pleasure and will. You see, we're adopted. I mean, how many of you would like to be adopted by Bill Gates, you know, if he was a giver, right? I mean, it'd be awesome, right? I'm in the family. Look at all the things I can now do. Look at all the favor I have. But God, who's the author and finisher of all life, and the author of creativity itself and everything, he's the one saying, I adopt you. I've met a lot of celebrities in my life, and at different times when I was young, it was a thrill, it was exciting. But then after a while, you realize they're just people.
Right.
And some of them would give you the time of day, and some of them wouldn't give you the time of day. And then I go, well, here's the God, the creator of the universe, who's above everything that ever is, was, or will be, saying, I adopt you into my family. And yet mere people won't have anything to do with you if they can't get something from you, or if you're not important enough for them to hang out with. They're always sizing people up. And here's God saying, you're my adopted sons and daughter, without having to do anything. It's just hard for us to register, but that's really who God is. The next thing you get in the treasure hunt is forgiveness. Knowing that you are forgiven frees you to leave the past behind and build the future that God has for you. Listen closely. Knowing that you are forgiven frees you to leave the past behind and build the future that God has given. When we receive Christ in our hearts and believe upon him and accept his punishment on the cross for all that we've done that is wrong, and you really receive that, it's hard to believe, but the slate is clean. Again, because we're so used to earning forgiveness based on, oh, I'm so sorry, I'm going to keep doing this for you to show you that I'm really, really sorry. But God says that if you really, truly receive him in your heart, it's already done. If we could grasp that, how much more could we go on further in our life to accomplish all these things? See, I'm driven. I'm a driven person. But at this season of my life, I'm driven by the things of God, where I was once driven by my own personal ambitions. Now all I want to do is whatever God is showing me to do. And even though it might be mountains in front of me, I just have this unshakable confidence that he's going to help me go over the mountains. It doesn't mean that there's not mountains in your life just because you come to Jesus. But it just means that all of a sudden, knowing that you're forgiven for all those things in the past that hang people up. See, so many people are lost in their past. And I have this little saying I came up with. If you have 2 feet in the past, you're a dinosaur. Mm-hmm. But if you have 2 feet in the future, you're in outer space and you're an astronaut. Mm-hmm. You need to have 1 foot firmly planted in the present with 1 foot reaching towards the future. But you can't do that if you're living in the past. If you're living in the past and all, I did this wrong, I did that wrong, this person, you're never going to get to the future that God has for you. And that's the enemy's greatest weapon, is to keep you in a place of a stalemate, where you're just constantly going backwards because you can't get past what somebody did to you.